Report of Council Meeting, Part 1. St. Helena, California, June 22, 1902. Report of Council Meeting held in the Sanitarium Chapel, St. Helena, California, 6 a.m. Elder Jones in the chair. Present: members of the Pacific Union Medical Missionary and Benevolent Association and the California Medical Missionary and Benevolent Association. Mrs. E. G. White, Judge J. Arthur, W. C. White, Loughborough, Simmons, Caldwell. The physicians in the employ of the St. Helena Sanitarium and its branches, the employees of the St. Helena Sanitarium Food Company, and a few of the sanitarium helpers. Sister White took part in the season of prayer at the opening of the meeting, praying as follows: Heavenly Father, we ask that Thou wouldst renew Thy grace to us this morning. We desire to receive a large portion of the Holy Spirit. It is not in our power to specify everything that we need, but we place ourselves in the attitude of obedience and ask Thee to teach us, in regard to what we should do in the lines of work that Thou hast committed to us. Work through us by the Holy Spirit. We desire that which is essential for every one in Thy service, an eye single to Thy glory. We do not desire to have our spiritual eyesight obscured by any selfishness or covetousness. Keep us from the sin of self-exaltation. We desire to be humble and contrite in Thy sight, so that Thou canst safely teach us Thy will and Thy way. Help us this morning, because we need Thy help. Help us, because we can do nothing without Thee. Thou hast told us, "Without me ye can do nothing," John 15, verse 5. And therefore, we plead for Thy presence to abide with us during our council meeting here this morning. May this be a meeting in which Thou canst impress and lead human minds. May we learn to put our trust in eternal realities. We do not want to be separated from Thee. Be with those who remain here today, and also with those who depart. My Heavenly Father, we see much, very much, that we can do only by Thy guidance. We need wisdom from Thee, and we remember that Thou hast said, "If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed." James 1, verse 5, 6. Today, Lord, we must have wisdom that cometh from Thee. We ask Thee, our Heavenly Father, to come near us this morning. We open the chambers of the mind, and we ask that Thou wouldst illuminate them by the light of Thy presence today. Sweep back every mist and every cloud of darkness, and let the sunshine of Thy glory in. May we today have a greater sense of Thy presence than we have ever had before. May we this very day draw closer to Thee. We have seen enough of that which this world calls perfection. We find that human perfection is stained with selfishness. We desire to have Thy perfection, Thy grace, Thy tender compassion. Melt us over, cleansing us from all dross. We desire to be refined and purified. We desire to receive Thy gifts, gifts more precious than gold and silver, in order that we may impart them to others whose minds need to be enriched by Thy grace. I ask Thee, Lord, that Thou wouldst take us into Thy kind keeping. Encircle us in Thy arms of mercy and love. Oh, may we see of Thy salvation, we ask for Christ's sake. Amen. Sister White first read and commented upon a manuscript relating to the manufacture of health foods. The following is the entire manuscript, with the remarks made at the time of reading. The Manufacturing of Health Foods, 2, February 16, 1902, St. Helena, California. Last night I seemed to be speaking to our people, telling them that as Seventh-day Adventists, we must cultivate love, patience, and true courtesy. Jesus will strengthen the leaders of His people if they will learn of Him. God's people must strive to reach the very highest standard of excellence. Let us ever bear this in mind. Let us never erect for ourselves a standard lower than the standard that Christ erected for us. "Be ye therefore perfect," He said, "even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Matthew 5, verse 48. I have a most earnest desire that in every place the work of God shall be carried forward in accordance with His commands. I see trouble as high as mountains ahead for our people in the way in which some things are now being done, and especially in regard to the health food business. As we advance, we shall have to meet very difficult problems of human invention, which will bring much perplexity. With great skill and with painstaking effort, Dr. Kellogg and his associates have prepared a special line of health foods. Their chief motive has been to benefit humanity, and the blessing of God has rested upon their efforts. If they walk in the counsel of God, they will continue to advance, for God will give skill and understanding to those who seek Him unselfishly. In some respects, improvement can be made in the health foods sent out from our factories. Those who manufacture the health foods are not to be content to follow on always in the old, original line. In every way possible, they should strive to improve the products manufactured. And those who use these foods should exercise much judgment in their preparation for the table. It seems so strange to me that many of our people do not know how to prepare health foods properly for the table use. Many have said to me, "I followed the recipe for the making of such and such a food, but that which I prepared does not agree with my family. What am I to do?" I replied, "Has not God given you a mind? Can you not change the recipe, experimenting until you succeed in preparing something that is wholesome and palatable? Believe that God is standing reading to direct your mind, giving you wisdom in regard to the preparation of healthful foods. Brethren and sisters, do not feel that a certain recipe must be followed without variation. Your common sense ought to tell you whether the recipe given produces a dish suited to your necessities. I wish that some of the recipes printed in our health books had never seen the light of day. The Lord will teach His servants how to make foods that are more simple and less expensive. There are many whom God will teach in this line if they will walk in His counsel and in harmony with their brethren. To our brethren in all lands, the Lord has instructed me to say that He has not confined to a few persons all the light on the best preparations of health foods. Let us remember that God gives to men and women talents according to their several ability. He is acquainted with the capabilities of every mind, and He does not entrust to every person 10 talents or even 5 talents. He gives to each person the number of talents that he can use. Those who receive but 1 talent may double it by putting it out to the exchangers. God desires us to improve every talent He gives us. He will give to many minds in different places tact and skill that will enable them to prepare health foods suitable for the countries in which they live. They will use the products of these different countries to make various kinds of health foods. God is the author of all wisdom, all intelligence, all talent. He will magnify His name by giving to many minds wisdom in the preparation of healthful foods. While you are making the foods, suggestions will come to you. Some persons desire to know every detail in regard to the preparation of these foods before they begin to use them. To such I would say, use all the light you have. Keep advancing, and as you advance, you will have light to go still further. You cannot see the end from the beginning, but if you start on the right course, the Lord will open up ways before you as you advance. You must make a beginning. Remember that Christ is not only the author, but also the finisher, of your faith. God is the author of all wisdom, all intelligence, all talent. He will magnify His name by giving to many minds wisdom in the preparation of healthful foods. And when He does this, the making of these new foods is not to be looked upon as an infringement of the rights of those who are already manufacturing health foods, although in some respects, the foods made by the different ones may be similar. This is easily understood. The same God who has given instruction to one mind can give similar instruction to 100 minds yielded to Him and under His control. God will take ordinary men and will give them skill and understanding in the use of the fruits of the earth. He deals impartially with His workers. Not one is forgotten by Him. God called Amos, a herdsman of Tekoa, from the ordinary work that he was doing, and sent him with a warning message to His chosen people. Today, God will work in the same way. He will lead and instruct ordinary men who will allow Him to work through them to His glory, who stand ready to receive every word that He may speak to them. He will impress businessmen who are Sabbath keepers to establish industries that will provide employment for His people.
Some have said to me, Sister White, "Why do you write that you are desirous of securing tracts of land in the country? Have you not told us to heed the scripture, sell that ye have, and give alms? Luke 12, verse 33. How do you harmonize these things? We cannot understand them. I reply that one reason why God wants us to sell the houses and lands that we do not need is that we may be in a position to secure these secluded places for those who now are in the crowded cities. We must take our children away from the constantly increasing corruption of the cities and surround them with that which is pure and elevating. Whenever I see a favorable place offered at a low price, how I long for means to take advantage of the opportunity. And he will teach his servants to prepare less expensive health foods, which can be purchased by the poor. He will suffer no one to starve for want of nourishing food. In all our plans, we should remember that the health food work is the property of God, and that it is not to be made a financial speculation for personal gain. This business is God's gift to his people, and the profits are to be used for the good of suffering humanity everywhere. But, says one, am I not to have the privilege of supporting my family? Certainly, your family as well as others must live. God desires to see your family as favorably situated as others should be. He does not ask you to allow your family to suffer in order that you may benefit suffering humanity everywhere. If any provide not for his own, the scripture says, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Let no one take a narrow view of this matter and think that he is not to have any care for his personal interests. Certainly we are to support our families, but we are not to pile up riches or live so expensively that we have nothing with which to help others. May God help us to learn the lesson of Christian simplicity. An evil work. Some of our brethren have done a work that has wrought great injury to the cause. The knowledge of how to manufacture health foods, which God gave to his people as a means of helping to sustain the cause, these men have disclosed to worldly businessmen who will use this knowledge as a means of personal gain, giving none of the glory to God. Those who have thus disclosed the secrets in their possession in regard to the preparation of health foods have abused a God-given trust. As they see the result of this betrayal of trust, some will sorely regret that they did not keep their own counsel and wait for the Lord to lead his servants and to work out his plans in his own way. The health food business should not be borrowed or stolen from those who, by its management, are endeavoring to build up and advance the cause of God. Dr. Kellogg, with the help of others, has, at a large outlay of means, studied out the processes for the preparation of certain foods and has provided expensive facilities for their manufacture. This work has taken a great deal of precious time, for many experiments have had to be made. Is it not right that those who have thus labored and invested their means should be allowed to reap the fruit of their labor? Should not Dr. Kellogg, as the Lord's steward, be allowed to control a reasonable income from the special products that he, by the blessing of God, has been enabled to produce? I understand that Dr. Kellogg has entered into agreement with our medical institutions in various places that they may handle the foods in their localities for the benefit of sanitarium work. This is my understanding of the matter. Is it correct? Yes, it is correct. I understand that the profits on some lines of foods are used for the support of such benevolent institutions as the Orphan's Home and the Old People's Home at Battle Creek. Under these circumstances, how unreasonable it is for some of our brethren to follow the course they are following. They take up the preparation of these special foods and sell them for personal profit, while at the same time they give the impression that they are working in harmony with those who in the first place prepared these foods for sale. No one has a right to engage in the manufacture of health foods in such a way. I have a warning for those who have a knowledge of the methods of manufacturing health foods. They are not to use their knowledge for selfish purposes or in a way that will misrepresent the cause. Neither are they to make the knowledge of how to prepare these foods a public matter. Let the churches take hold of this matter and show these brethren that such a course is a betrayal of their trust and that it will bring reproach upon the cause. The great difficulty is that many think that they can save money by using cheaper materials. They use saleratus, and other harmful materials, and continue to send out their products as foods exactly like the Battle Creek Sanitarium health foods, when in fact, their foods are adulterated and inferior in quality. Let not those who have been and are employed in the work of making the health foods first prepared by Dr. Kellogg, or by any other pioneer in this work, open up all that they know. For thus they defraud the cause of that which should be used for its advancement. I beseech you, my brethren, to make straight paths for your feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. In everything we do, let us remember that there are those who are lame in moral power, and who are easily turned out of the way. Let us not take one step in a crooked path, lest these weak ones follow in our footsteps. Sometimes a long train of evil is the result of one crooked step. Do not place information in the hands of unbelievers, persons who, from a lack of conscientious regard for health reform, may place impure articles on the market under the name of health foods. Stand on the side of righteousness in all your transactions. Then you will not appear to disadvantage before God or man. Do not enter into any dishonest practices. Those who take up the preparation and sale of health foods for personal profit are taking a liberty to which they have no right. Thus, great confusion is brought into the work. Some manufacture foods professing to be health foods which contain ingredients that health reform condemns. The health foods are supposed to meet the highest standard of purity. But some persons are liable to say, "What is the use of being so particular? We will put in less expensive ingredients. This will be a real saving." They do not realize that the apparent saving will ultimately result in loss. Then again, the foods are often of such an inferior quality that much harm is done to the cause by their sale, those who buy them supposing that all health foods are similar. Those who discover the adulterations in such foods will charge our entire health food work with dishonesty. Just as the levity or improper conduct of a minister places, in the minds of some, more or less suspicion on all other ministers as a class, so the adulteration of health foods leads some persons to question the purity of all the products of our health food factories. This point should be carefully considered. No one has any right to take advantage of the business arrangements that have been made in regard to health foods. Those who handle these foods should first come to an understanding with Dr. Kellogg or others who are working in harmony with him. Let them see that you are desirous of drawing with them in even lines. It is exercising good, common sense, and fulfilling the duty that brother owes to brother to cooperate with those who first carried the burden of the food work. He who enters selfishly into this work, at the same time giving his customers the impression that the profits on the goods he sells are used to aid benevolent enterprises, while in reality they are used for personal interests, is under the displeasure of God. Such a person forgets all about Ananias and Sapphira, does he not? They gave the impression that they had sold their possessions for a certain sum, when in reality they received more. They selfishly kept back for themselves a part of the price, yet they desired their brethren and sisters to think that they had made a full surrender to God. They acted a lie and met with sudden punishment for their sin. Those who deceive today will surely meet with the same fate in the day of final reckoning. By and by their business will fail, and they will get things into such a tangle that their brethren will have to buy them out to save disgrace from being brought on the cause. The Lord wants His people to stand far above selfish interests. He wants them to conquer the temptations they meet. He calls for the communion of saints. He desires His workers to stand under His supervision. He will plane and polish the material for His temple, preparing each piece to fit closely to the other, so that the building will be perfect and complete, nothing wanting. Heaven is to begin on this earth. When the Lord's people are filled with meekness and tenderness, they will realize that His banner over them is love, and His fruit will be sweet to their taste. They will make a heaven below in which to prepare for heaven above. Manuscript number 93.